Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum in the merit of a refuah shlema for Adol Bas Alta Chaya, should have a speedy and painless refuah shlema. We began the bracha of Asher Yatzar, which we said is an expression of appreciation of the miracle of existence, the miracle of being alive, the intricacy, the detail, the minutia of everything working right in our body. It's as miraculous as a successful surgery. So let's examine the words of this bracha, a bracha that we say more frequently than any other. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, blessed are you Hashem. We explained bracha, brecha, all blessing flows from you. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. God, you created man with chachma, with wisdom. What is this chachma referring to? Who had the wisdom? The Beis Yosef Rav Yosef Kaura writes that the creation of man took incredible wisdom, that when Hashem formulated, designed, built the human body, it did so with details, minutia, all of that work took an incredible amount of chachma, an incredible amount of wisdom. If you think about it and you examine it, the body is a chemical plant that's more intricate than any plant that man has ever built. The plant changes the food we eat into living tissue, causes the flesh, blood, bones, and teeth. It repairs the body when it's damaged by accident or disease. The body is an incredible system. It took enormous chachma for God to create it. In fact, the digestive system alone, the digestive tract alone, has 9 major organs devoted to the process of breaking down food. The renal tract has 3 organs. It's an incredible, incredible system. And so says the Beis Yosef, Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. The chachma, the wisdom, came from God in the details of our being, of our being created. Rashi in the Gemara in Brachos, the origin of this bracha, says, even though nikavim, our body has holes, it has cavities, nevertheless our ruach, our neshama, the soul that's housed in the body, it's intact. One might think a body with all those holes, a body with all of those entrances and exits, the soul could never remain inside. Says Rashi, chachma, God's wisdom was to be able to integrate and combine the body to house the soul, and they stay together as one. Tosfos on that Gemara says, chachma refers to that God first created the nourishment and our sustenance. He created a world which would produce vegetation, which would provide animals, a world that can take care of us, and only then did he create us. So the chachma was the order with which he created the world. First he created that which would sustain us, and only then he created us. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma, God created the world with incredible wisdom. The Maharsha of Shmuel Idels offers, I think, a fantastic explanation. He says the chachma is not talking about God. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma is talking about the human being. And what gives the human being chachma? Unlike the animal kingdom, unlike the plant world, the human being has discernment, intellect, cognitive capacity. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma, God created us with intelligence and with wisdom. And what is that chachma? What's that wisdom which differentiates us? Listen to this Maharsha. He says, you know what wisdom is? It's busha. It's the capacity for shame. After all, the Orchos Sadikim in Shara Busha writes, Hasechel hu abusha vahabusha hu hasechel. The capacity to feel shame, to be embarrassed, to understand modesty and appropriateness, that is the underpinning, that is the foundation of chachma, of wisdom. So God created the human being with a need to eliminate the food that we ate. It's a very private act, it's a very modest act, and it brings with it a sense of busha and shame. The animal world, an animal just finds a tree, an animal in the middle of the street, an animal in the middle of the public, with no privacy and with no attention to whose property it is. An animal eliminates whenever it wants. It has no busha, it has no shame. But the human being, who through designing the body to have to undergo this act, it doesn't matter how rich, it doesn't matter how powerful, it doesn't matter how accomplished or how much you've achieved, every human being has the same need to eliminate the food that we ate. And that need, that responsibility, or that pressure to have to go to the bathroom to eliminate food is a source of modesty, of shame, of busha. And that is the underpinning, that is the source, the root, the foundation of chachma. So says the Maharsha, Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma, that God built us in a way that we would have shame. The Magid Tzedek echoes the same sentiment. He says, chachma is that the way the human body is built breeds humility. Nobody can get too high on themselves. Nobody can think they're above nature, they're above the law, they're above rules. Nobody can think they can compete with the divine, with Hashem himself. Every human being, and people have gotten caught in difficult circumstances, sitting in traffic and a need to go to the bathroom, or on a plane and you're not allowed to get up anymore, or caught someplace where you don't have access to a restroom. And in those moments, there's a sense of humility, the humility of realizing that with all that we control and all that we're in charge of, no matter who we are, no matter what we have, we still have the humility of realizing that we cannot control this very basic human need. And that was the Chachma. Asher yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. So we saw four or five interpretations. Says the Beis Yosef that God had the Chachma to create all these digestive organs, renal organs, the intricate minutiae, the detail of the human body. Says Rashi, the Chachma was nekavim nekavim, even though we have holes and entrances and exits, nevertheless the body and soul integrate as one. Tosfos says the Chachma is that God first created a world which would provide the nourishment we need and sustain us, and only then did He create us. Says the Maharsha, the Chachma is our Chachma. And why do we have Chachma? Because we're aware of and sensitive to the shame. We have the capacity for shame, which is reinforced and promoted by the very basic human need to go to the bathroom. And the Maggid Tzedek says the Chochmah is that He designed a body which would preserve humility. No matter how great our intellect, our memory, no matter how much we accomplish, it doesn't matter. We're all humbled by the very basic need to have to use the bathroom. So we began translating the bracha, Asher Yatzar Es HaAdam B'Chochmah, and we'll pick up the translation of the bracha, please God, tomorrow.